Feeling a little steadier, she put the book back and turned round to him. His face was drooping and swollen, but his eyes, though they were sunken deep, gleamed with a child's courage. "Why, he has behaved abominably," she said. "Do you know what he did?"
"Not abominably," was the gentle correction. "He only tried when he should not have tried. You have all you want, Miss Honeychurch. You're going to marry the man you love. Do not go out of George's life saying he is abominable."
"No, of course," said Lucy, ashamed at the reference to Cecil. "Abominable is much too strong. I'm sorry I used it about your son. I think I will go to church, after all. I shall not be so very late."
"Especially as he's gone under," he said quietly.
"What was that?"
"Gone under, naturally."
His head fell on his chest. "I don't understand."
"As his mother did."
"But, Mr. Emerson, what are you talking about?"
"When I wouldn't have George baptized," said he.
Lucy was frightened.
"And she agreed that baptism was nothing. But he caught that fever when he was 12, and she turned round. She thought it a judgment."
He shuddered.
"Oh, horrible, when we had given up that sort of thing and broken away from her parents. A judgment. And our boy had typhoid because no clergyman had dropped water on him in church. Is it possible, Miss Honeychurch? Shall we slip back into the darkness forever?"
"I don't know," gasped Lucy. "I don't understand this sort of thing."
"But Mr. Eager, he came when I was out and acted according to his principles. Why, I don't blame him or anyone, but by the time George was well, she was ill. He made her think about sin, and she went under thinking about it."
It was thus that Mr. Emerson had murdered his wife in the sight of God.
"Oh, how terrible," said Lucy, forgetting her own affairs at last.
"He was not baptized," said the old man. "I did hold firm. My boy shall go back to the earth untouched."
She asked whether young Mr. Emerson was ill.
"Oh, last Sunday."
He started into the present.
"George, last Sunday, no, not ill, just gone under. He's never ill, but he is his mother's son. Her eyes were his, and she had that forehead that I think so beautiful. And he will not think it worthwhile to live. It was always touch and go. He will live, but he will not think it worthwhile to live. He will never think anything worthwhile. You remember that church at Florence?"
Lucy did remember, and how she had suggested that George should collect postage stamps.
"After you left Florence, horrible. Then we took the house here, and he goes bathing with your brother and became better. You saw him bathing."
"I'm so sorry, but it is no good discussing this affair."
"Then there came something about a novel. I didn't follow it at all. I had to hear so much, and he minded telling me. He finds me too old. Ah, well, one must have failures. George comes down tomorrow and takes me up to his London rooms. He can't bear to be about here, and I must be where he is."
"Mr. Emerson," cried the girl, "don't leave, at least not on my account. I'm going to Greece. Don't leave your comfortable house." It was the first time her voice had been kind, and he smiled.
"How good everyone is. Here I'm so comfortable with a fire."
"Yes, but you won't go back to London. It's absurd."
"I must be with George. I must make him care to live. And down here he can't. He says the thought of seeing you and of hearing about you. I'm not justifying him. I'm only saying what has happened."
"Oh, Mr. Emerson," she took hold of his hand, "you mustn't. I can't have you moving out of your house when you like it, and perhaps losing money through it all on my account. You must stop. I'm just going to Greece."
"All the way to Greece?"
Her manner altered.
to Greece.
So you must stop. You won't talk about this business, I know. I can trust you both.
Certainly you can. We either have you in our lives or leave you to the life that you have chosen.
I shouldn't want...
I suppose Mr. Vyse is very angry with George. No, it was wrong of George to try. We've pushed our beliefs too far. I fancy that we deserve sorrow.